Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 9.7
FM.
WGXC, Anchor, Catskill, and
Hudson.
And if you don't know what we are, really fast, ready? We're Drop-In Center. Drop-In Center, like a community center, funded by Mental Health. Mental Health Association.
You're blind, baby. You're blind from the facts. Oh, you are, because you're watching that garbage.
You're listening to WGXC, Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Waif Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Waif Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Spike's Record Rack.
Hello, WGXC listeners. This is Rachel Shulman. Campa Hudson is hosting a monthly community dinner on Tuesday, February 6th at 5:30 in our Solaris building, 360 Warren Street. Come experience community, meet new people and old friends over a freshly prepared meal made by a local volunteer. Everyone is invited. No one will be turned away. We will be...
Everything I have, you gave me. Everything I know, you showed me. More than what I ever could have dreamed of. The air in my lungs, I'm breathing. The love in my heart, I'm feeling. Everything because of you, I'm different. My life is so much better than before. So hard to believe it's a brand new me. What I lose, I gain. Joy comes after rain. The sun will shine again. Even gold is worthless. You have done what no one ever could, ever would. My life is better than before. So hard to believe it's a brand. Shut.
What I lose, I gain. High joy comes after pain. Hallelujah. I love that song, beloved. That's Miss Kayleen. Hallelujah. And lose to gain. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And this is the bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. Right now, right here, it's with me on WGXC. And I'm not here alone. No, no, no. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are with me, with us. Amen. And also the engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of AB Martin Services. How are you this morning, my brother?
I am doing very well, as I hope our bright side listeners are as well on this cold day, this bundle up Sunday.
Yes, it's cold out there, y'all. Bundle up. But let me tell you, I saw some pictures online yesterday. I don't remember where the place was, but the waterfall had turned into ice. Come on here now. The waterfall had turned into ice, man. It looked like it wasn't fit for beast or man to be out there. And we just thank God it's not that bad here. Hallelujah. We remember you all, wherever you are, to have all of that, you know, feet of snow and icy sleet and all that kind of stuff. Certainly, our prayers are with you. God has made us so wonderfully and fearfully. These same bodies, this same skin, we can deal with the cold and the rain and the wind, 120, 130 degrees even. Come on here, somebody. That's a miracle. How many things do you know can be out in the sun and then be out in the cold and still maintain their constitution? You know, not many. But we are so greatly and fearfully made. So I give God thanks. And Lord, pray that you continue to be merciful with us over here in this part of the Northeast, and that we'll get through the next couple of months, and the spring will spring on time. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Listen, beloved, before we get into the more music, yes, I just want to say a couple of thank yous. On Sunday, we had the annual Martin Luther King celebration, Overcoming Ministries, and friends of the Interfaith Council. The Interfaith Council had been the head of that program. Well, we've had that program under the umbrella of the Interfaith Council for decades, and I've been blessed and graced to be the coordinator for that, working with a wonderful team of people, Brother Randall Martin, Pastor Alan Williams, Sister Lisa Edstrom, Brother Lou Hannett, Sister Sylvia Macheski, from different faith organizations. Amen. It's always such a blessing to the community. And I just want to give God thanks and take time to thank the members of the Shiloh Baptist Church, Martin AV Services, Kaumba Drum Company, Overcoming Ministries, the Society of Friends. I want to thank Africa's Daughters of the Diaspora, the Lifeform Arts Center, our youth participants, Dewan Bailey, Cameron Brown Jr., Briella Burgess, Pearl Turner. I want to also thank, hallelujah, our elected officials who participated. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Our lieutenant and governor, who is a friend to us, and we praise and thank God for him. He was coming to us when he was running for Congress. He became our congressman, and he continued to come with his family, even, and his sons, his wife. And then, amen, his lieutenant governor, he hasn't forgotten us. And he continues to come and gave a wonderful speech and talking about love, which I'm going to be talking about today as well. God put that in my heart and confirmed it with my devotional this morning. And so hang in there, beloved. Hang in there. God's got a word for you. Want to also thank our other elected officials, our mayor for the city of Hudson, Kamal Johnson. Ever since he's been mayor, he's come to these and other events that we have with his family. Want to thank Senator Michelle Hinchey, hallelujah, who has become a friend to us. Amen. And of course, was my sponsor for the award last May as a woman of distinction in New York State. I want to thank God for Congressman Mark Molinaro, who sent us a certificate and was delivered with his message by our county clerk, Holly Tanner, and also present and always there, Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett, also a friend to us. Want to thank Claire Cousins, who served this year as a co-chairperson for the event and as our worship leader. I want to thank her. She stepped into shoes she's never been in, but as she seeks to go to higher places, We wanted to give her opportunities to be able to stand in front of the public and to be able to, you know, lead a service of this magnitude. So we give God thanks for her. We really want to thank the public for coming out and supporting us the way you did. And so many of our elected and appointed officials were in the crowd, as well as members from various congregations and people who have no congregational or denominational affiliation. It was a beautiful, beautiful service. And I also want to thank, on Monday, we had a panel discussion and conversation on the theme for the year, shifting the cultural climate, using or studying and practicing the Kingian principles. We shortened it down to shifting the cultural climate, and the testimonies and experience on Monday, testimonies from Sunday, and those who were there Monday. Some people made both events. Have been amazing. It's just been amazing, and evidence of the climate even shifting. And some of the things that were said during the conversation, the community conversation, there were people who were having things shifted for them right there, right then. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. And then on Tuesday, we continued to have that conversation on our Tuesday afternoon show. And one of our young people who's a part of our Chick Chat, young people, God bless you, my brother. She, hallelujah, talked about a shift for her that occurred. So I'm telling you, God was in the mix and in the midst, and we just love him for it. We thank him for it. Thank him for our keynote speaker, Lisa Flood Smith, the Executive Deputy Director of the Columbia County African American Archive, and Reverend Gloria Forbes for introducing her, who is a relative, and also Brother Luke Forbes, who received our Martin Luther King Public Servant Award. It was just a wonderful, wonderful event. Kaumba Drum drummed us in and drummed us out, and hallelujah. Martin Aunt Randall, he had us on Facebook Live, praise God, and did the audio video for the event, and also shared with us one of Dr. King's excerpt of Dr. King's speeches, as well as Cameron Brown, who did excerpt from I Have a Dream speech, and just a wonderful, wonderful time. So thank you to all our participants, our planners, and our public for your turnout. And we just hope that the words and the seeds that were planted in our hearts and in our spirits continue to grow and shed light in the midst of darkness and to overcome evil in this generation. Amen, somebody, and amen. Well, we got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. And we have a lineup of 5 songs back to back, 20 minutes of music that will minister to your heart, your mind, and soul with the wonderful messages of God's love. Hallelujah. And Never Would Have Made It Without Him. There's Worth It by James Fortune. Joy in the Battle by Major. He Kept Me, Lamont Sanders. Here I Am, Marvin Sapp. Here I Am to Worship, William McDowell. God Is, Melvin Crispelli, and Bigger with J.J. Hairston featuring Travis Green and Denisha Ballard. 5 songs, beloved, back-to-back music, music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Listen as the music to minister to you will play.
Your waiting time was not wasted time. It will all be worth it.
When you see what God's doing in this, it will be worth it. When you see why he did not say yes, it will be worth it. On the other side of every test, it's always worth it.
I know you want to see it.
I know he has not revealed it yet. Just know that it's worth it. It will be worth it.
When you see what God's been up to,
worth it.
You'll remember how much he loves you.
It will be worth it.
Everything you've been going through, it will be. God has a way of using irritation as preparation. Somebody right now is
sick in the body.
You've been
laid off a job.
Asking,
is it worth it?
Everybody's been calling.
Friends on the phone telling me to be strong. They say it's worth it.
But if I can just be honest right here,
can I let it see? The stones get better.
fails to do it. See why God made you wait so long. He was showing you how to be strong. When your prayer request becomes your praise report, I know sometimes you don't understand it because his ways are different. This is what we really want. Out in your rain. Thank God was all that we needed. If he didn't allow some pain, you'll see.
Just a man who's lost some things and left with memories. I'm just a man who's growing older. I've made some friends along the way. I've made some enemies, but I pray they're all good in their soul. I've seen the reasons and the meanings and the seasons change. I've seen the magic come and go. I fell in love with shiny things I thought would warm me up. I felt the heat when it turned cold. All over me, you want my peace, but you won't get it. I hear the devil steady knocking at my door. I'm just a man who's lost some things and left with memories. Still, I believe there's so much more. 'Cause I've got joy in the battle, I've got joy in my victory. I keep my eyes to the heavens, so my joy never slips from me. Shouldn't let yourself get tangled up in worry, 'cause that kind of living takes its toll. You gotta take that pencil back, rewrite your story, and write the best one ever told. All over me, you want my peace, but you won't get it.
I hear the devil steady knocking at my door. I'm just a man who's lost some things and left with memories. Still, I believe there's so much more. 'Cause I've got joy in the battle, I've got joy in my victory. I keep my eyes to the heavens so my joy never slips from me. Yeah, I got joy in the battle, I've got joy on this journey set for me. Oh, and when they see me coming, they gon' see I got this joy all over me. Yeah. Have you ever seen a man dance with hell quick on his tracks, ain't looking back? I've seen a lady scare the devil with the way she moves her feet. Now look at that. Come on and sing it with me. Have you ever seen a man dance with hell quick on his tracks, ain't looking back? No, no. That pretty lady scared the devil with the way she moves her feet. Now look at that.
My God, my God. There were times when I wanted to give up on you. Believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped in, you came to see me through. You never left me. Even though I made my share of mistakes, I never paid the price that I should have paid. You never left me, nor did you forsake me. Lord, you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan and I gave up and ran, you kept me. When I was sick in my quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me. When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance, you kept me. Said I've been in church all of my life. I didn't learn your word, but how to disguise. I try to look good in other people's eyes.
But you still kept me.
Because of your love, I'm running back to you. Because of your grace, I want to say thank you. Lord, you're so faithful, and I'm so grateful that you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan, when I was singing like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand and kept me. When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance, you kept me. You kept me. You kept me. Said he's able
to keep us from falling
and he'll present us faultless.
Before the presence of his glory.
No matter what.
deeper. Still standing, here I am. After all I've been through, I survived every toil, every snare. I'm alive, I'm alive. Here I am. Oh, 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 yes. There were times when I and I've cried and said, Lord, it's too much. El Shaddai, he was there all the time. By his grace, he is keeping me alive. By his grace and mercy, I'm still standing, standing. I'm standing in the presence of the Almighty with power and the testimony.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, Catskill, New York, and beyond. WGXC.org. We're online all the time. Yes, beloved, you can go to WGXC.org if you missed or want to hear again any of our broadcasts. And just go to the search option, put in the name, there's a bright side somewhere, and put in a date or just go through the list. But we have that music and that message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Because no matter how great the day, the sun is still here. The sun is still there. The sun is still shining. And there is a bright side somewhere. We've got more music. Yes, we do. With the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. God is and bigger coming up. Then I'll come back after that.
I'm still standing, here I am, after all I've been through, I survived, every toil, every snare, I'm alive, I'm alive, here.
one time with one great voice tonight.
together.
Nothing, just chill. But if you're believing for a promise from God, lift your hands and receive it. Come on, receive it.
I believe.
Yes, sir.
More than that. More than that. You can ask or think. Yes, hallelujah. It's a new year, beloved. You got to speak some things. Decree, declare some things. Hallelujah. I decree and declare it's going to be bigger this year. It's going to be better this year. It's going to be more than that this year. Hallelujah. Pray, oh God, for those who are in great distress, great grief, God, and sorrow and sadness, Lord. I pray for those who have hopelessness in their hearts, God, and Lord, to have a sense that there's no help for them. Hallelujah. There's no Calvary coming to the rescue, Lord. And for me to say to them that it can be more than that, it can be bigger, it can be greater. Hallelujah, Lord. I pray, oh God, that they will find that their faith in you will take them in places they never knew. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, let them be able to turn their pain into power, God. Hallelujah. Lord, let them push through the pain into your promises. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. And I thank you, Lord. Your word teaches us, lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. You'll show us a way, hallelujah, where there seems to be no way. You'll open doors we did not see and close doors no man can open. God, we thank you this morning, hallelujah, for you who are able to do more than we can even ask, think, or imagine. Yes, Lord, it is your son, hallelujah, and in his grace and his name that I say and I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, I want to tell you that, you know, I was up in the wee hours of the morning. I fell asleep, woke up about 11 o'clock and was seeking the Lord. Okay, God, what is my message for tomorrow? What am I going to be talking about? And I wasn't really hearing anything from God, beloved. And so I finally said, okay, Lord, I'll just lay down for a couple of hours and I'll wake up and come at this again. And as I put my head to the pillow, I heard a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. He gave me a word and he said, talk to them about my love. Talk to them about my love. Amen, beloved. I want you to know this morning on our ministry prayer line, where we teach and we preach and we pray and we sing and we worship, we fellowship, we have a wonderful time in 7:30 to 8:30 time on the conference call line. Our devotional reading for today that gets us started on our way was talking about love. So, beloved, I want you to hear. I want to share what it said in that devotional. This was something that was written by a Sister Teresa Avila. I think she became a saint. I'm not sure. She lived over 500 years ago, beloved, almost 600 years ago, actually. And she was a Christian mystic, someone who comes into the consciousness of and the effects of a direct and transformative presence of God. I am a Christian mystic, beloved. Hallelujah. I have these experiences. I come into direct connection with God from time to time. There have been times in my life it was nobody but God, and that's how come I know that there's no too much about him. You can't make me doubt him. When you have that kind of conscious connection and the effects of it, direct effects, transformative effects of the presence of God, amen, you can't deny him. This is not, you know, religious. This is relationship, amen? And so, beloved, Teresa Avila had a relationship with God that transformed her life, transformed the way she approached life, transformed the way she thought. And she was part of the Catholic reformers. They were pushing back against the Protestant Reformation. When we talk about the word Catholic, it's the universal. It was one church, a universal church. And then the reformers came along to deal with the corruption and to deal with the corruption between around clergy and even in the papacy, the Pope's courts. And so there were Catholic reformers who were saying, trying to keep the Catholics together. And she was part of that movement. And it was brutal in some places, in some instances. And this is part of the fallibility of the human life and the human experience, that there can be some brutality. But I believe, beloved, when we have these conscious encounters with God and his redeeming love, you know, that are personal, that are real, it moves that nature for brutality away, that predisposition to do things, as Lieutenant Governor was sharing from Reverend Dr. King's speech And it was talking about love and how there's a love that you have, and it's an inner love. It's a deep love. Hallelujah. And that love can be transformative. That love will say, rather than, you know, kill you, I'm going to try to understand you. I'm going to try and find a way that we can come through this, hallelujah, with all of our dignity intact. Come on here, somebody. Anyway, she wrote, and I'm going to share a little bit from Teresa Avila. It's titled Drop by Drop. In everything, we look for pleasant ways of serving God, writes 16th century believer Teresa Avila. She pointedly reflects on the many ways we seek to stay in control through easier, more pleasant methods than total surrender to God. We tend to slowly, tentatively, and even reluctantly grow to trust him with all of ourselves. And so Teresa confesses, even as we measure out our lives to you a bit at a time, we must be content to receive your gifts drop by drop until we have surrendered our lives wholly to you. As human beings, trust doesn't come naturally to many of us. This is not her, but this is the writer of the devotion, Monica LaRose. So if experiencing God's grace and love were dependent on our ability to trust and receive it, we'd be in trouble. But as we read in 1 John 4, God's love for us comes first. He loved us long before we could love him, so much that he was willing to sacrifice his son for us. This is love, writes John, hallelujah, the apostle. And John wrote, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his spirit. When we have seen and testify, we who have seen and testify that the Father has sent his son to be the savior of the world, anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so now we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in God loves and lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. And beloved, you know, there was a song, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's much too little of. Beloved, it's hard to, you know, need to stockpile guns. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid chickens are coming home to roost? You're afraid that the Chinese are going to come and take over? Well, they already are here. You're afraid that, you know, your neighbor. Why? When God says, love your neighbor as yourself. Love. I know it sounds so, for some people, it sounds so Pollyanna. It sounds so impractical. But believe me, beloved, when I tell you that I have experienced the power of love, loving enough to pray not only for my family and friends, but pray for my enemies, loving to look beyond faults and flaws and to not judge, but hallelujah, show the grace that God's love gives me. It's given me a freer life. It's given me more hope for tomorrow. It's given me so much to choose the path of love. And I know everybody, hallelujah, is not going to agree, and that's okay. That's okay. You know, it is love that puts our soldiers in harm's way for us, love for their family, love for their country, because evil is present. And sometimes they're taking up arms and they're not even knowing really why. They've been fed a bunch of lies and they go off to war, not to protect the family and country in the way of our life, but to protect the captains of industry in the way of their life. I mean, the whole thing is a but more than we can really put our hands on and comprehend how intricate all of these things work together. But beloved, I just want to say this. When we love our right to have AR-15 rifles, when we watch our children get slaughtered in school and afraid, running, being traumatized because we think we need to have a right to have AR-15s, that's going to do what? It's going to protect us from the cybersecurity attacks. It's going to protect us from the food attacks on our food supply and our water supply. It's going to, what? We have military grade weapons in the hands of shop owners right across the street from schools. We have this fear, and it's not a fear that's founded in realizing that there is love that God calls us to love one another for. Beloved, amen. We owe it to ourselves to love our neighbors, to love our children enough, hallelujah, to get these assault weapons, these military grade weapons off of our streets, out of our stores, and out of the accessibility of the general public. Unless we change, there's going to be more of the same. The love of God tells me that families who suffer such triumph, such tragedy, can triumph over it. They can turn that pain into prowess and promise, and they do. They are working to get laws passed. They are working to bring enlightenment. They're working to stop it from happening in the communities and our communities. And they need our prayers, and they need our love, and they need our support. God loves us, beloved. And it's not his fault if we prefer profit over people. It's not his fault if we want to take up arms against our neighbors. It's not his fault. God is love, beloved. And those who know God and love the way God tells us to love, we find a brighter path. There is a bright side somewhere. Yes, beloved. It's in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I believe that. And it's right here, right now with me on WGXC. We've got a little bit of I'm Next coming up, and I'll come back with my closing comment and prayer. And then a little bit of God is changing your story. We're about almost out of time, so we're going to make this thing happen, right? All right.
This song is for everybody that feel you've been skipped over. God's getting ready to call your name. JP, help me say my name on it.
Yes, beloved, I've got next. Amen. I've got next. Peace, love, joy. I've got next. You got next? Decree and declare it. I want to say happy birthday to all you January birthdays out there. May this year be the best year. May the worst of the best of your former years be the worst of your coming years. I want to say, some names that I omitted in my thank yous. Sharice Johnson and Ed Cross for your participation in last Sunday's observance, and our panelists, Kimberly Irwin, Eric Thompson, Rabbi Zoe Zack, and our moderator, Linda Edstrom. I want to thank them. Jamal Porter from the Register Star, who came to cover the event, I want to thank him also. Beloved, I just want to say, no matter how dark the day, no matter how heavy and low the clouds may be, blocking out your light that you don't see, there is a bright side. You hang in there. You hang in there. Mother, father, child, hang in there. Sister, brother, hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. There's so much more I could say, but I'm out of time, so I'm out of here. Got one more song for you, but I ask the Lord to bless and keep you. Lord, let your grace shine upon them, and Lord, give us your peace In Jesus' name, I pray. God is changing your story, beloved. Do you believe it? Decree and declare it. Say, God is changing my story. This is new year. It's a new me. It's a new day. God is changing your story. Miss Jekyll and Carr. Peace, beloved.
Story. I want to release this in your atmosphere.